and we're heading south, way south, down to Lake Preston. Wayne Soren, who's the vice president of South Dakota Farmers Union. Good morning, Wayne.
Far south that is, but I don't think we're any warmer than you.
Yeah, I know. Well, anyway, yesterday was a nice day, wasn't it?
Well, it's really not too bad today either. With it's still melting, so that's a good thing.
Yeah, a little windy, but I guess that's South Dakota. We're always knowing that it's windy most of the day.
That's right.
Most of the time. Well, how are things down there? You still pretty dry, or you're pretty good? You're in a good part, I think, aren't you?
Yeah, we're not too bad that way. We had some snow, and I would say a large majority of it is gone. The big drifts are still around, but most of it's gone. So that always makes the winter go shorter if the snow will disappear for you.
Well, we were talking a little over 2 months. We could see some scratching out there, so it's coming. Getting there.
That's always a good sign.
Hopeful thinking, anyway. I think we're pretty cold. We might be pretty deep cold, anyway. But
I think so.
But anyway, Wayne, a lot of things going on. You got a legislative day coming up?
Yes. We're going to have a Farmers Union Legislative Day out in Pierre, and that'll be on Tuesday, February 27th. And we've got a bunch of things scheduled for that day, so everyone's welcome to come out and start about 9:30, and then we'll attend some of the committee hearings, and then there's a lunch, and then we can go to some caucuses, and we can attend the general session. So lots of activities, a lot of things going out in Pierre that affect farmers and rural folk. And so if anybody's interested in seeing how the government works, you're more than welcome to come that day.
Well, it's kind of nice to meet with your legislators, too, because a lot of times when they get home and you go to Cracker Barrel, you don't always get the time to spend with them. This may be a time you might have a few minutes just to let them know who you are and what you like, what you think.
Absolutely. And to go to hearings. I tell you, you know, we don't get a lot of bills passed. I mean, that's just the way the nature of the beast is. But it's always interesting to me to go to the committee hearings and hear why people are for or against the bills that are out there that may or may not become law. And it's to me, that's part of the interesting part of it.
And sometimes those hearings even make sense, don't they?
Yeah, if you look at it at the right angle, sometimes with the light just at the right angle. You
know? Yeah. Anyway, they do there's a lot of work goes on out there, though.
Yes, there is. Yes, there is. And that's part of the process. I mean, you got to have that so that you don't enact something that would be contrary to what you really believe or what will help the farmer or the rural people. So,
and that's nice to go to committee hearing, because when you hear why they voted this way, at least you understand that there's more to it than we might hear in the news or whatever.
Well, that's right. I mean, you know, generally on the news, you get the bill, I don't know what you want to call it, the bill caption, you know, a one-sentence deal of what the bill's going to do. Well, you go to the committee hearings, and you get to hear in depth, well, this is how this portion of the bill is going to affect this, and this is what's going to happen if we do that. And so, it really does get a little more in-depth into the bill, so... It's always an interesting thing to attend if you've never done one.
Is it pretty easy to get in the Capitol? Just got to go through some metal detectors, or what do you do?
Yep, and not even really metal detectors. They just you just kind of go in there, and you know, you're not supposed to bring no guns or knives or anything like that, you know. So, most of the people in South Dakota are pretty good about that kind of stuff, you know, And there are some pretty passionate people, but you can say lots of things without having to be violent or derogatory, too. So.
Well, I think a lot of them agree to disagree, and that happens out in Pierce sometimes. And they're friends at night, but they may get a little emotional during the debate, but still come away with the same thought. What did I suppose there's a few things. I suppose non-meandered water still going on out there?
I believe that's correct. I think that might be on the Senate side. I'm not real sure on that, but yeah, there's some meandered water out there, and I'm trying to think. There's one on breweries and how big they can be in the state. that's always of interest to me anyway.
I know, and there was some talk about as far as some of the grain handlers or the elevators on some of the bonding and stuff, and I'm sure that's probably still going. A lot of this stuff doesn't get taken care of until right that last week.
Right. Well, some of it, I think the date just passed where you can put a bill in from a legislator. And so then, you really can't do much until you get all the bills there. And then I think there's a date coming up here pretty soon where it has to pass out of the House that it originated in. So then they have to act on all their own bills. And then, of course, the Senate has to do the same, or the House has to do the same. And so you got bills going back and forth. So, it gets pretty hectic here toward the end. But committee hearings are really where all the action happens.
And that's the 27th out there in Pier. And just show up. They don't have to let you know you're coming?
We'd appreciate it if you would. But, no, you don't have to. Like I said, we're going to have a lunch there, so it'd be nice if you're coming, you could give the office a call and tell them, hey, we're coming out, and we're going to have a carload of four or five or whatever, and that'll help us make sure everybody gets lunch. We don't want anybody going home hungry,
No, no. I think Mark's phone's ringing here in the background. I'm not playing a song or dancing if you hear it. Let's talk about the National Convention. That's coming up, too?
It is, really fast. It's March 4th through the 6th, and it's going to be down in Kansas City. It's our national convention. One of the kind of exciting things that's going to happen at this convention is somebody from our state, Matt Bergen, he's from down by Beersford, is going to receive the National Farmers Union Meritorious Award. So it's kind of exciting. That doesn't come to our state very darn often, and so that's going to be kind of fun. And they're going to have some pretty good breakout sessions down there if anybody's interested in going down to Kansas City. It is south of here, so that is a good thing.
Yeah.
One of the breakouts is going to be legal tools for succession and farming transition. So that's kind of an important thing. Older farmers are getting older all the time, and how do we pass it on and how do we pass it down? So, and then there's going to be a panel on the whole revenue aspect of federal crop insurance, and we hope to be a new crop insurance tool that farmers can use, and so we'll have a big panel on that. And actually, somebody from South Dakota is kind of intricately involved in getting that going. So if you have questions on that, you'll be able to ask those and. Hopefully they'll have some answers for you. And then, of course, the reason that we meet every year is to consider policy for the National Farmers Union. So, and that's pretty important, too.
Well, in resolutions, counties pull in resolutions, and then don't they take it to the National Convention as well?
Most of those come from the states. Okay. But, yeah, it's the same process that we do with our state convention. The counties and people bring resolutions, and then we hear them at the state level, and then the state moves their resolutions on to national and see if we can get some passed at national, too. So policy and resolutions are the biggest part of the convention.
I think last year, didn't you guys bring up the E-30 and it kind of took off?
We did. We did. We brought that up, and we got it passed, and to get it as a national policy or resolution, that takes quite a bit of going and doing, because you've got people from all over the place. We've got them from Alaska and Hawaii and New York and California and every place in between. So some people know about E-30, some people don't. Here in South Dakota, we know quite a bit about E-30, but you get into some of these other areas and there's asking you, what?
Yeah.
So there is some education that has to go along with it. But it's a big deal, and we got that resolution came through the South Dakota Farmers Union, and we got passed, and it was a resolution with the National Farmers Union last year. So
have you heard?
That
any,
was pretty exciting.
Have you heard any other thing coming up? I'm sure the Farm Bill will be talking about that. But any other type of resolutions?
Well, not. I have not heard of any resolutions, but I would think the farm bill would be one really big one, because that's, you know, we need to have that done this year. With the turmoil that's going on out in Washington, D.C., I'm not real confident of that, but we need to strive to get that done, because as farmers, we need to know what kind of rules are we going to be under next year, you know, and that's pretty important, and kicking the can down the road just is not the right way to do it. A year-to-year deal is really tough, so I'm sure the farm bill will be one of the real big ones on the agenda. So, and trade is probably another one, with NAFTA and the TPP and some of those. I'm sure that'll be up for debate too.
Well, it's always interesting. Anything else going on, Wayne, that you would like to bring up?
Well, real quick, we do have one conference that, if anybody's interested in, it's called Faith, Food, and Environment. And it's being kind of co-sponsored with the Catholic Rural Life. It's going to be in Minneapolis, March 21st through the 23rd. And it's kind of a celebration of farming and agriculture and the environment. And it's kind of non-denominational. I can't even hardly say
denominational,
the word.
Denominational, yeah. kind of like aluminum,
big,
right?
Long word. And I don't ask me how to spell it either, because I don't know how to do that one. But it's pretty interesting. They're going to have a panel. One of the panels is going to be the future of agriculture and environmental changes, which sounds kind of neat. And then there's going to be a discussion on international changes to faith, food, and the environment. The Bishop John Anderson of the Southwest Minnesota Synod will be there from the ELCA. So, you know, we have more than just the Catholic denomination there. So if anybody is interested, South Dakota Farmers Union is trying to find 20 people to help represent South Dakota. So if you're interested at all in this conference, call into the office, and they can get you some information. And maybe if that's some of your interest, then you could go up to Minneapolis at the end of March.
All right. Well, Wayne, we got to go, but thank you for joining me. Keep warm down there, and hopefully spring comes soon.
Yeah, we can always cross our fingers.
All right. Have good luck at the National Convention in Mountain Pier. Anyway, that was...
Thank you much.
You bet. That's Wayne Sorin, who's the...